Are you ready?
What was that?
I said, are you ready?
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like
That's how
that.
we're starting it off this time.
That's a lot of energy.
Yeah, let's carry it
That's a lot of
on.
energy.
What grade do you give that?
It started out pretty good. I was
Okay.
like, I like where this is going. And I like where it went. The execution was a little bit poor on the second
Okay. All
portion.
right.
I felt.
All right. That's
I
fair.
thought.
But I do get pretty much high amount of points for effort.
Yeah, oh, definitely. You put a lot of effort into
Yeah. Okay. All
that.
right.
Like,
Good.
we're not. No one can see us. We're
Yeah.
not recording it. We're not filming it. But if they were watching, everyone would know what I just saw right
Yeah.
now, which you put a lot of energy into that.
Really trying to liven him up, giving him
I don't think
all.
I've ever seen your neck stretch that long before. That's the longest I've ever seen your neck. You really like put your neck into it when you said it.
Good. I really want
Yeah.
to at least capture a little bit of that Triple H
Well,
juice.
see, that kind of takes away the Triple H juice because Triple H doesn't have a neck.
Well, I just mean in the way that it sounds like.
Like,
It
this is
sounds
Triple
like
H
it.
normally, and then this is Triple H leaning
His voice
forward.
does sound
Like,
pretty necky,
that's
is
as
what I'm
far
trying to
forward as he
say.
could stretch his neck.
Yeah. He's just
It's not a negative thing. I
Well,
love,
good.
you know that Triple H is one of my biggest inspirations physically, physique-wise.
Yeah.
I always wanted to be him. When I go to the gym, I do lat pull downs and listen to his theme song.
Wow, I've done that
I
once before.
Oh, every time I do lat pull downs, I
Every
put on Triple H's theme song.
That's
It helps
hilarious.
me go harder because I know what I'm working
You
towards.
have
I'm
a
working
whole
more.
playlist, but you put the playlist on pause
Yep.
and you put on Triple
Yep.
H's theme song.
Yep. No, I have Triple H's theme song in the
It lands perfectly. Like the song starts, you have to run to the lat pull down
playlist.
machine.
Yeah. I'm about to
Throw people
leave.
off if they're already on it.
Yeah. Hey, you're gonna
Move.
have to move. Hey, move. Then I'm just gonna pull the sledgehammer out right to the back. Like, I said, move. Boom. Oh, man. This has been a pretty high energy way to start this
I'd say
episode.
so. We're getting into a lot of
Yeah,
things already, I feel
we got
like.
distracted already on
A little
tangents.
bit.
But I feel like let's get back on track. Let's get back
Let's
to
get back to what we normally are.
updates. We
Yeah.
always start with updates.
You
Let's start
know,
with you.
let's start with me. Okay, let's start with this because I'm pretty hyped off of this. I've been riding this for a while. Brand new, fresh braids. Your boy's in here with some pretty clean braids
Those
right
braids are
now.
nice.
Fades, I mean, with the sides moderately faded, only moderately. We did the best we could do.
But the braids, though.
Yeah, the
Yeah,
braids.
the
Point
braid
on the
quality.
braids.
The cornrow quality.
Quality cornrows.
They are, I gotta say, because now you got those two little, like,
Yeah, the little outlines.
outlines.
Yeah. Looking pretty clean. So holla at your boy. Let's see what else I got. Got a subscription to PlayStation Now, and I'm playing Red Dead Redemption.
For the first time.
Yeah, for the first time, probably like what, 8, 9, maybe even 10 years
It hasn't
after.
been that many years.
No, it
Nah, it
feels like
hasn't
that
been
was
out for
really
that
long
long.
ago.
It probably was like 5 years.
5?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll have to look into that. But yeah, up on the way of hopefully buying Red Dead Redemption. I've considered playing part one, and right now it's pretty dope. It's probably about it.
That's it?
Yeah.
I feel like you're cutting something out.
No,
No?
well,
None?
no.
That's
Oh,
it?
well,
Scrape the bottom of the barrel. Let me hear it.
I told you guys that I'd be releasing music, new music,
Oh,
on
so an update
Halloween night.
for this?
Well, a little bit of an update. Before doing that, I actually already dropped a song. I have a song out now called Twisted.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I do. It's a collab. Go get your ears on
Where
that.
is
Go
that?
wrap your ears around that on YouTube. I'll link it below because I forgot the name of the channel that
Yeah.
it was posted on, because it wasn't mine. But I will link you. I will leave a link somewhere. That's what I'll do. I'll put a link of it.
Oh, you really, Instagram. You're really beating this dead horse, Link.
Point is, just dropped new music. Go get your hands on that. Tell me what you think of it. Be brutally honest. You already called me wet legs. Can't hurt my feelings much more.
Well, tell us a little more about it. It's not just you. It's a collaboration. It's a collab.
Featuring King. The King, as I call him.
That's not his whole name.
That's his name as far as I'm concerned. Name?
No. It's King, what is it? King X...
V-I-I-I.
Yeah, yeah. So it's King 18.
King 18, all right? Featuring King 18.
Yes.
Give
the man his respect. Come on.
Yes, King 18. My apologies. We're going to get that. Yeah, go get your hands on that. Now that I'm done struggling, let's hear your life updates, okay?
You need to chill.
And before you guys judge my broadcast skills right now, I'm going to go ahead and say what he's not saying, which is that we smoked before this episode.
Oh, he can speak for himself.
We're being in honesty.
He doesn't speak on my behalf.
Okay. Well, not obviously, dude. I'm right on your behalf. Right on your side.
Apparently, he did drugs before we started this show.
All right. That's how you want to play it? Give us your life updates. Let's hear you struggle now.
There hasn't been much happening.
Oh, really?
It's been pretty, pretty... Okay, did this... I'm trying to think if it happened this week.
If it's your dream about pink, we don't want to know about it, okay?
Hey, man, don't mention it then. I wasn't going to say nothing. You've already given more details than anyone knew. So, anyway... it hasn't been much. I've just been grinding, you know? Pretty much same old, same old.
You healed from a calf injury.
Oh, yeah, I just found out today that my calf is better. If y'all remember, I got hit by a truck like a month ago.
Yeah, if he didn't mention it, his calf had become a sack of calf meat. Just no connected muscles.
Nah, yeah, it was nasty.
Yeah, it was pretty nasty. Buck.
My calf was like, I couldn't fully flex it. So I couldn't get full extension like on my ankle.
Yeah.
And today was the first time it felt really good. My vertical's back. Got hops. You saw the hops, right?
I saw the hops. It was pretty good. Yeah. It looked pretty high, actually.
Do you believe that I actually used to be able to touch rim in high school?
Kind of, but I feel like you were barely...
Well, it was just like, yeah, it wasn't like grab it. It was just like fingertips, but I could touch rim.
Yeah, I could see that. I don't like.
Yeah, because I could. I just lost that ability. I got older, got more injuries.
You lost that ability, I gained that ability.
How did you gain? You can touch rim?
Yeah.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
I've never seen you
jump
that
high. I definitely
can
touch rim.
You've always been more of a speed person, not so much of a hops person.
Well. Back to your lame update. Sorry, life updates.
Come on, man. Don't be disrespectful.
Hey, I'm just being honest. I gave people way more to be interested in with my life updates.
What's something
that's
happened?
Nothing interesting in your life?
Have you seen anything interesting in my life happen? Nothing, right? You see.
You're doing those work program things, right?
Oh, I'm working for free to pay off my fine so I don't have to be a criminal anymore.
See?
I'm doing community service. So, what? Is that, that's like a bad thing now? People who do community service, you make fun of them?
Now?
Oh, you just make fun of people who are serving the community, huh?
No, really? You act like you're serving in Iraq.
I'm keeping the streets of Henderson clean, okay?
Well, we applaud you for that.
I'm keeping the fire stations of Henderson looking nice and clean and presentable. Imagine if fire stations... Think about it. When you see a fire station, isn't it always clean and presentable?
That's true.
Pretty true, right?
Yeah.
Imagine how you would feel if you drove by the fire station and the shit was blown out.
That, okay. That would be pretty ridiculous.
Are we having technical difficulties?
We might be having technical difficulties. Give me a moment here. Never mind.
We're good?
Yep, all right, we're cool. All right. We're all right.
I was about to get a little upset.
I could tell. But we've dragged out.
See, you did drugs, and now it's on your mind.
You did too. What are you talking about? Anyhow, these have been some pretty drawn out life updates.
I don't think they have.
Well, judging by the fact that we're 10 minutes in, I'd say they were. But whatever. Anyhow, let's move past that onto this. So this is pretty, we haven't had any like topics recently, any stories, any interesting stories.
Oh, but we have a story this time?
We have a story.
Can we save it?
Why? No.
Can we save it? Like till after the, we.
No, I think the better way to do it is to get this one out of the way. Is to get the story out and then we get to the sports. And
it's because I might, you know, talk about the story a lot.
You probably won't.
We got to make sure we got to get the stuff in first.
We're going to.
We get that stuff in first, and we come back for the story, okay?
Ron.
That way it forces me to have to cut off at some point. We can't, okay, we're on the air now. We can't make our plan about it.
We'll start
We can't just go into a discussion.
Story, move to the coverage of the topics.
Start with the topics. Now, start with the NFL. Let's go NFL.
Fine.
NBA?
NFL.
NFL, okay.
You want to get into sports?
Let's get into it.
I can't say I do. Because I have two teams. I'm weaseling low-key between two teams, the Raiders and the Giants, who are both losing, who are both getting L'd up. Let's start there.
Yeah, the Raiders, I got to say, the Raiders are kind of unbelievable.
I've bowed out of talking about the Raiders. I won't.
You have I can't to speak because on you're it. The one... Out of the two of us, who can give the most emotion to it?
From what I've seen, I can't dignify that with a response. I can't.
It's pretty surprising. I didn't expect them to be the best team in the division, but I definitely didn't expect them to be the worst. They're stinking it up.
I don't know who is out here. I'm not speaking on it. I just won't.
And no one's saying anything, which is kind of making me mad. Because I feel like he's getting like a pass, but Derek Carr shouldn't be starting for that team. I don't think. I feel like they should. I'm not saying he should have gotten benched just yet. I'm just saying there should have been discussions by now of if he should be starting or not. No one's talking about it. Everyone's just like, oh yeah, the Raiders lost again. Okay, maybe Derek Carr should sit down because he's kind of a big reason of why they're losing.
Yeah.
You can't have the main reason you're losing be your quarterback. Because the quarterback's supposed to be the main reason you're winning.
I can't really speak on it. I can't. But what I will say about my Giants, who are also taking L's, just to update the people on my fandom, just to let them know where my fandom lies. I can see the promise in them. I'm not disappointed. I can see where they could be doing better.
Let's be honest.
I can see
the promise in Saquon Barkley. What, Barkley?
Yes.
Saquon Barkley.
I can see the promise in him.
That's
I can
what
see the
see.
Promise in having an offense that is him and OBJ that really has that we play both ways. We have the potential to hurt you both ways.
Let me ask your opinion on that.
And not to mention Sterling Shepard.
How do you feel about Odell Beckham Jr., his, like, behavior?
You don't normally ask me questions. That's weird.
Like, you know how this past week he walked out? Like, he just walked to the locker room before halftime?
Yeah, I heard about that. I think it's not good. It's definitely not what you want. But I'm one of those people, if there's an argument that...
Yeah, I guess that's what
it's
I'm
not that
ask,
big of a hindrance.
Like, is hit... Do you accept that behavior from him because he's him? Like, or do you?
No.
I just don't. Look the other way because you'd rather have him on your team, maybe being a distraction, but at least he's on your team, or just not be on your team. So you don't get the positives of his playmaking abilities, well, but you don't get the negatives of his
behavior. I still think he's a value to the team. And I don't think that his mentality and his behavior, I don't think it's the worst thing, though. You know, I don't think it hinders his game, and I don't think it just, from a morale stance, it's not helpful. And for,
right. So that's what I'm saying. If you're in charge of this team, which direction are you leaning? Are you leaning the direction that he's not worth the trouble? Or are you like, he is worth the trouble? Like, yeah, he causes trouble in the locker room, but he's worth it in what
he can do on the field. I think he is worth it. Because what I would say is, what I would imagine is that, maybe I'm wrong about this, but if the Giants were winning and if his stat sheet looked a little bit better, you would see a direct positive incline in his, you know, in his behavior. I feel like it wouldn't be such a big problem, which, yes, you don't want, you know, you want players to behave correctly, win or lose. But I do feel like there's your positive. Team does better, he can behave a little bit better. So I think he's worth it. I think he's worth the troubles.
It's interesting. Because I'm getting to that point with him where I feel like he's not worth it. He's getting to that. Because there's a certain, you know, with wide receivers, we kind of expect it. We expect them to be divas.
Yeah.
But with most receivers, we expect it and accept it to a degree. Right?
Mm-hmm.
To an amount. There's a very fine line, I feel like, between being like a receiver who is being like Antonio Brown and Odell Beckham Jr. Like, there's a very fine line between the both of them.
Yeah.
They're very similar.
Yeah.
They're very similar, but for some reason we accept Antonio Brown, you know, more than Odell Beckham Jr. And they're not very far apart from each other.
Yeah.
So Odell Beckham Jr., to me, he's getting to that point where it's like, you're not worth it. You're not worth that trouble.
I don't know. I guess I just don't see it that way. I guess maybe I'm not, I don't see it in the same light everyone sees it in.
That's why I was surprised they decided to pay him. I was surprised they decided to extend his contract and give him, you know, the money that he asked for, because he hadn't shown to make, like, it hadn't been clearly seen that he was a big enough difference maker on the team. Like, yeah, they went to the playoffs once and he didn't show up. Since he's been on the team, you know, they made one playoff game and they lost it.
But I do cut him slack because, you know, he's not, I'm not going to say he's like a rookie, but I'm saying he is still young in his career and they treat him like top shelf threat. They double cover him.
Well, he is.
They really put a lot on him.
He can go off.
He really can.
No doubt about it.
He really can. He really is a threat. But I'm saying the way they cover him, you have to cut him a little slack when they don't care. There's no threat.
No, I'm not saying. I'm saying he's a great receiver. I'm saying that he didn't show up for that playoff game against the Packers. First off, it's not like that was a great secondary he was facing. And I think he had like three drops, like three uncontested drops in the game. That's what I mean. He didn't show up. That's a different story. And he didn't show up because most likely he was partying just like, right before that, he was in Miami on a boat. He posted pictures of it on his Instagram or something. Him and other receivers from the Giants, they were down in Miami on a yacht or something. And then when it came time for the game, none of them showed up. None of them could catch anything.
That's true. That's true.
And that was how he negatively affected himself. And he dragged his teammates into it with him, and they were negatively affected. You know what I'm saying? It's like that point where it's like, okay, you're not just messing up your own play. You're messing with other players on the team and how they can focus and concentrate on winning.
I mean, maybe I can see that side of the argument. I just don't.
What about other teams that stood out for you this week?
Oh, Packers, obviously. Shout out to my man A-Rod. He's killing it. He's killing it, man. The way that last game went was, if I had to put just a phrase to it, just when you think you know all the answers, I changed the question. That's what that game was. Just when they thought, they were like, oh yeah, we're good. Mr. Vic, he was like, I think no. It's not a victory. Clean performance. That team needs to perform a little bit better, though. Because they're putting him, though, the Packers. They're putting him in a situation where he has to come in and save the game, kind of. Their defense, man. It's not there. Not there, my personal opinion.
Yeah, it definitely struggles.
Mm-hmm. Entertaining game.
Who else impressed you?
Well, who did the Seahawks go against? If you can
the Raiders.
I enjoyed the Seahawks' performance. Now, it's going to sound weird coming from, as I just said, a Raiders fan, which I am. But that was a good performance. I enjoyed that performance. I felt like from Russell Wilson, it was very heart, he gave a lot of heart to that performance.
So I'm fishing here. I'm trying to get you to speak about a certain team that you like their performance, and you're not talking about them. It's starting to upset me. I'm sitting here, keep saying, who else impressed you? And you're not going to give me what I want?
Would you happen to be referring to Patrick Mahomes?
No, I'm referring to the Steelers' performance.
Oh,
that's... Who else would I be referring to?
Okay.
I want to hear your opinion on the Steelers' performance.
Well, it kind of made me angry, if I'm being honest with you.
What made you angry about it?
I didn't like how clean of a victory
that was. You didn't like how dominant of a victory
it was. I didn't like how clean of a victory it was. Okay, I'll be honest.
It was with a little bit of help. We did have a little bit of help from the refs, but we'll take it. We accept those. You know what we did? We pressed X. It was like, accept or decline. And we were like, yeah, we're going to accept. We'll accept that one. Thanks for the dub. Yeah, that was pretty nice for me. That was very shockingly good performance for me. I was pretty excited.
I feel like as I watched the highlights,
because you know we're coming off, you know, losing to the Ravens and having close games with the Browns.
Yeah,
it wasn't looking like we were going to be able to do this to anybody.
But see, what I was about to say was it's kind of looking like you're slowly heating up. You're slowly heating up a little bit.
Yeah,
that's how it looks out there.
It looks like
out there in Pittsburgh.
Looks like they might be getting ready for a late season run.
And that's entertaining. I always love when the Steelers are in it, it seems more hype.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Seems like there's a lot riding on it.
That's what I think, too. And it might sound like I'm biased, but you're not a Steelers fan. So you're not being biased. But for some reason, it does feel more entertaining when the Steelers are involved in the playoffs.
One of the biggest Super Bowls was that Steelers-Cardinals Super Bowl, man. That was crazy.
Oh, yeah. That was a great game. That's another thing, too. I feel like the Steelers are never in an unexciting or unentertaining game.
Yeah.
Like, they if they lose, they lose entertainingly, and they win entertainingly. There's never boring, like, blowouts.
What about you? Where are the teams that caught your eye?
The Steelers.
Come on, other teams, please.
I don't pay attention to other teams that much when my team is winning.
Well, still enjoying football and everything. Gotta love football. But you also gotta love basketball.
Oh, yes. I'm very happy about basketball. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people aren't. I've been hearing a lot of people at work and stuff. They be saying they don't even know what's going on in basketball anymore. Like, they stopped paying attention. And this is, like, the least invested they've been in basketball in, like, decades.
Wow.
I've heard some people say that.
That's crazy. It's pretty hype right now. It's pretty...
Well, no, it's I understand why they're saying it, though, because it's all about pretty much like four or five teams.
Yeah.
There's really only like four or five teams. So it's like watching a five team league.
But it is still pretty entertaining.
Oh yeah, for me it's really entertaining. I still love it.
Because you still want to see after the preseason, you know? I mean, after the offseason, all the different moves that happen. You want to see how these teams are operating now. You got all these mix-ups.
Oh, yeah, but I also can understand why fans of the past are starting to fall out.
I think I can understand that. I can see that.
They don't want to see just these same teams keep winning. Same teams keep playing each other.
But, yeah, since you asked me about the football, let me ask you about the basketball.
Sure.
The basketballs. Let's say if I put it to you this way, let me ask you this question. Best game that you saw?
Well, we've only had two games.
Only two?
There's only been two games.
Only two.
As of the time that we're recording it, I'm pretty sure.
I guess I started a little too early there.
I can't remember what the other one was, but the main one I was paying attention to were the 76ers and the Celtics.
76ers and Celtics?
Yeah.
On that game. Good game?
Good game just because, like, I haven't seen basketball in a long time.
Yeah.
But not that good of a game just because I feel like the athletes need a chance to, like, warm up.
Yeah, probably.
Like, they're not – I feel like they're not as good in the first month of the season because they're just, like – I feel like they're just rusty or whatever. I don't know. They just don't seem as exciting to watch in the first few.
And then what was the other game?
Like I said, I don't remember what the other one was. But this one was good. The Celtics went over the 76ers.
Wow.
Pretty handily. Pretty dominantly, which is expected. They're a pretty good team.
They are.
It's a pretty nice roster they have.
And they're pretty defensive, actually. I like their defense style.
The team that went seven games against LeBron in the conference finals last year, remember, they were missing Kyrie and they were missing Gordon Hayward. And now they're back. So it's pretty pretty dominant squad.
I hadn't looked at it that way. Speaking of LeBron, because you just led me there. I can't wait to see some official season Lakers definitely, NBA.
Definitely.
Bring back prime time.
I think, what did I see? Oh, yeah. Lonzo and Brandon Ingram, their contracts got, the team exercised, there was like a team option or something.
Yeah.
And the team decided to keep them for like the rest of their contract, that little extra year option that they have. And they decided to keep him, which was kind of a surprise because I heard some people talking about Brandon Ingram being possibly shopped out for like to get traded.
I think I heard about that too. I don't be remembering things.
And then also I've heard like them talk about the fact that they don't think Lonzo and LeBron click. They don't work together on a team stylistically.
I don't know about that, though.
I don't know either about that.
We'll have to see, but preseason games, I think they played together for a little bit and looked all right to me. Lonzo looked pretty clean, you know. I know LeBron definitely has chemistry with Rondo, though. They make a pretty good duo in there. And then also, actually, him.
What I'm actually excited to see.
And Lance Stevenson as well.
Yeah. I'm excited to see the Rockets.
Oh, I am too.
That's a squad I'm trying to see.
I'm really pulling for them. Because that's two of my favorite basketball players right there. I really respect those dudes.
Carmelo Anthony.
He wasn't on the list.
I knew it. I knew he was going.
Slight him.
You're going to slight Carmelo.
Is he one of your favorites? Is he on your list? No. All right, then don't try and put me on blast.
Well, he's one of my favorites from, like, if you went to a specific, like, era. I liked that era because he was a part of it.
I don't think that counts. But what I will say is I do like him as, like, a personality, kind of. Because he has said some funny things before. Like, if you watch the, what was that called? Mellow? The show with him and his wife, Lala. He said funny things. He's a funny guy. But
what else happened this past weekend?
The weekend?
Oh. Wrestling stuff happened. He had some wrestling stuff. SmackDown 1000.
That's pretty historic.
Yeah, but how'd you feel about Evolution?
Well, you know how I initially felt about it, which was kind of stupid. Which was, at the time, I thought it was old for some reason.
Yeah.
But, that's pretty crazy. I like what it holds. I'm not opposed to it. I'm not like, I don't want to see this. I'm pretty okay with for what it could potentially mean.
Or are you talking about them?
Well, the way that promo ended, yeah.
Planting a seed for Batista versus Triple H.
What I'm saying is they planted a seed, and I like what I think is going to grow from it. It was pretty cool getting to see all of them again together. And what I was saying, which is not really too relevant, but I'm just throwing it out there. Randy Orton looks pretty young to me, I feel like. He looked a lot younger than the rest of the group. Like, they did not age.
He is a lot younger than the rest of the group. They're old.
Well, yeah, Triple H and Ric Flair, but Batista and Randy Orton are like the same age.
No, they're not. Batista's almost 50 years old.
You're lying.
No, Batista's only a couple years younger than Triple H.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's not what I thought at all.
Because Triple H is 49. I think Batista's close to that.
Wow.
So, yeah, they are a lot older than him.
Okay, well, now I feel stupid, so thanks. Thanks for that.
What about... It was cool to see Edge, huh? Oh, you didn't see it?
No.
You didn't see it?
I did not.
Oh, okay. Edge returned. Fill me in. Edge returned. He did Cutting Edge.
Oh, he did the Cutting Edge?
And you know what's cool? I hadn't seen him in so long. I didn't know. His hair is long again.
Like how long?
Like pretty long.
Man.
Like.
I have to see this clip
longer
now.
Than it was at the end of his career before he retired. But shorter than like Edge and Christian days.
Okay.
But it's, so it's pretty long. It's like a little past his shoulders.
Oh, wow.
Which is crazy because the last time I had seen him, his hair wasn't long. It was short.
But you know what? That just brings me on to just a short little side tangent. Edge is one of those superstars who cut his hair and we were okay with, right? We can agree on that.
No, we just got over it pretty fast.
Well, I wasn't even really against it very much because he still had that look. He still was Edge to me. He still looked like I can see Edge this way. I can still imagine other things he's done this way.
No, because I think...
It was crazy because it was like, oh, man, he cut his hair.
I think the only reason we accepted it and got over his faster was because he wasn't wrestling anymore. If he was wrestling, he would have looked weird. To me, just thinking about
okay, it. Okay, yeah, you're right. If he was wrestling, I wouldn't have accepted it as much. Except for he did come back with that haircut, though, and he speared someone, and I was pretty okay with it.
But he was wearing a leather jacket.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I guess.
If he was in wrestling gear, like tights and...
Yeah.
I feel like he wouldn't look this cool.
He's going to look like Zack Ryder.
Yeah. He's going to look like Christian, kind of.
Yeah.
Like, so, I thought it was cool seeing Edge again, and he interviewed Becky Lynch
on the Cutting Edge.
And Becky Lynch, I got to say, she's really, like, this whole heel thing is pretty cool.
She's taking it by the reins, and I'm liking it.
In my opinion, she's really doing what I always knew she could. From the moment she came up to the main roster, I was annoyed at the fact that she was always being booked as a babyface. I always thought that she worked extremely well as a heel. In NXT, when she was a heel, I thought she was really good. And then she had those great matches. And I think through those great matches, she just got over as a babyface with the fans.
Yeah.
They never really booked her as anything other than that. They just, I guess, let the fans decide on that one. And since they cheered her, then they made her a babyface. But it never felt real. Because to me, she was always best when she was heel.
I can kind of feel
so that. So I've been waiting, like, when is it going to happen? When is it going to happen? And then I kept thinking, when it does happen, I hope they allow her to, like, do it right.
Yeah, to do her own thing with it.
Yeah, kind of. don't try and cookie cutter her as a heel, as a female heel. Let her Becky Lynch style it.
And thus far, I'm liking it.
Yeah.
I'm liking Becky Lynch style.
She was like disrespecting Edge on the Cutting Edge. Like, who does that? Because when Edge comes back, if you don't cheer Edge, you're just not a cool person.
You're just not with it.
No one agrees with you. No one is agreeing with you and nodding with you like, yeah, I'm mad. I'm not happy that Edge is here. Everyone else is happy to see him. You're the only person not happy to see him, which makes you look uncool. So Becky Lynch went ahead and was like, I'm going to be that person. I'm going to disrespect him on his show. That's going to be the perfect way to get booze. And it was. Because you know how bad it hurts whenever someone makes jokes about Edge's neck? Because it hurts us because we know that we got cut short.
Yeah. We weren't done with Edge. But fate said, yes, you are.
So every time someone said, she talked about his neck. She said,
who is she, Triple
she
H?
She said, don't hurt your neck getting through the ropes. Because she said, get out of my ring. And then was just standing there. And he was looking like, wow, she's really kicking me out of the ring on my show. And then she said, don't hurt your neck on your way through the ropes.
Wow.
That's Edge.
Cool.
How can you be mean to Edge?
Is that how that segment ended?
No. Because Charlotte came out, and then Charlotte started cutting the promo.
Okay.
And then Charlotte started throwing hands. Yeah, it turned into a brawl between them. Edge was not involved at all. Normally when there's a brawl on Cutting Edge, Edge is in the brawl.
Yeah.
He's just watching it. He wasn't even in the ring. Actually, no, I think he was in the ring when Charlotte was out there. So there's that. Unfortunately, The Rock didn't come back, which was kind of a damper because SmackDown is The Rock's show.
Yeah.
He's supposed to be there. It felt kind of slighted by that.
Can't blame you.
Undertaker came out, though, cut a promo.
That's cool.
It was pretty good. And he said at Crown Jewel, I got three words for you. And he said, rest in peace. And I was like, that's pretty cool.
I like that.
So Undertaker's cutting pretty good promos. As you saw, Batista was cutting pretty good promos.
Uh-huh.
And then Rey Mysterio came back.
Whoa.
That was also like the big news. Everyone on Twitter was talking about that one. About Rey Mysterio coming back.
That's crazy.
He faced Shinsuke Nakamura.
He had a match against Shinsuke?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It was great to see Rey Mysterio because we got to talk about Rey Mysterio. So underrated. So underrated. He's a legend.
He really is.
He's a legend. And I'm glad that he got the reception of a legend. I'm glad that people were actually, like, really getting... You know what's crazy? Kids. Kids still love Rey Mysterio. They haven't let go. He's still relevant. His character is still relevant. It's a character that's just always going to be relevant.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime he comes back, especially because he wears a mask too, so even when he looks old, kids will always be able to have the image of him to look the same. When he comes back, anytime he comes back, whatever generation of kids it is, I think that character will just always get over with kids. It'll always be relevant. Something about it. So when he won this match, they showed in the crowd, there were kids with the Rey Mysterio mask on, because kids never stopped wearing it, apparently. They were still buying those.
That's crazy. I always wanted one. Even though I wasn't the biggest fan, I did always want that mask. Rey Mysterio, you know what I mean? Masks.
Yeah, I remember kids at lunch when I was in elementary school. One of my friends, he had a subscription to WWE Magazine.
Wow.
Yeah, you remember when they had magazines? Mm-hmm. It was like a monthly subscription type of deal. And he would bring it to school, and all of us, about like five of us, would be just like crowded around him. And there was a thing they'd have where they had like a collection. It was showing like the collection of all of Rey Mysterio's masks.
Yeah.
Like his mask and pants combos. And we were all like, oh, that's the one I'll wear. Yeah, man, I want that one. Like, all of us were like,
why do I feel like I've done that before, too? I think I have.
That was just a cool thing. For some reason, ghetto kids, like, I feel like kids in the ghetto, not just Mexican kids, black kids, too. Like, any kid that just was a ghetto kid loved Rey Mysterio.
I think so. Made you want to be a Lucha.
It was so, like... I remember there was a lot of black kids in the school I was going to. All of them loved Rey Mysterio. Kids just love black kids love Rey Mysterio, and black kids love Jeff Hardy. And I don't know why.
It's because. What catches you in your eye when you're a kid?
Okay, Rey Mysterio, flying, I can understand. I can somewhat understand. Jeff Hardy.
He was flying, doing crazy stuff.
I guess. I don't know why.
What wins over your eye, even when you're a skeptic, you're like, yeah, this is fake. I can't ever get behind it. Someone jumping off the stuff still catches
dropping.
You. Yeah,
jaw-dropping.
Okay, I can respect that. Fake or not, I can respect that he just came off of a ladder to the table.
But yeah, Rey Mysterio came back, and he looked good. Like, he looks in great shape. He moved really well still. And he's got to be up there.
He still wrestles, right? Doesn't he?
I don't know how active he is. I think he's like semi-active. Like, he might wrestle like a part-time schedule.
Maybe you're right.
But yeah, he's a legend. Gotta give props to Lil Ray Ray. He's a legend. He wrestled in WCW. Came up. And it kind of seemed like that was the top of his career in WCW. And he came over to WWE, and he had a great career. World Heavyweight Championship, Royal Rumble winner, tag team championships with Batista and all those different people.
Wasn't he partners with Eddie for a while? Guerrero?
Yep. He won. People won't give him credit for this because he lost it fast. But he... Didn't he win the No. He was one match away from winning the WWE Championship. That tournament that they had after Punk left, when Punk walked out with the title, and they had a championship tournament on Raw, and he was one of the finalists. It was him versus John Cena. Like, they were the final two people in the tournament.
Wow.
And he lost to John Cena. Which upset me a lot at the time. I thought he deserved that. I thought he deserved the championship. Because Cena had just come off of a title reign. He had just lost the belt to Punk. I thought it would have really spiced it up for Mysterio to get it.
That would have been pretty cool.
Yeah. But yeah, that was pretty much what happened on SmackDown.
Anything? Oh,
Sheamus and Cesaro. Final thing about SmackDown. Sheamus and Cesaro won the tag team championships.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was a pretty big moment because Big Show came out, and wouldn't you know it, Big Show turned heel.
Wow.
Another turn. He has to be holding the record for most turns in a career.
Yeah.
Has to be.
He's really whatever they need him to be when they need him.
And the thing is,
like, all right, for this angle, this
is
okay.
This is gonna sound like I'm shitting on Big Show, and maybe I am, but he's turned heel and face and heel and face and heel and face so many times, and I gotta be honest with you, I feel like he only has one heel gimmick and one face gimmick, because I feel like every time he turns, it's the same gimmick. It's the same story every time. He doesn't really have a versatile character. He can only be those two characters, I feel. And he did it. He came out, he put Kofi Kingston through a table.
Wow.
And I don't know if he's about to align himself with the bar or something.
I like that. I kind of like that.
I think it might be cool. But yeah, that was the final thing that I had to mention.
Any baseball updates? I don't follow it.
The Dodgers are. Let me look up, because I want to. Since I'm new, accuracy. I'm new to this now. I'm new to the baseball stuff.
So the Dodgers are your team, though, right?
Yeah, remember, we're bandwagoners now.
Welcome to the squad. I've been Dodgers.
Welcome to the wagon.
Since 2014. Which is when I finally, like, the first time I ever laid an eye on a baseball game for serious was 2014. And that's facts, just so you know. And for everyone out listening out there, yeah. The first time I ever for serious gave, like, more than a minute's view to a game of baseball was the year 2014. 4 years ago. Was the first time I ever saw a baseball game.
All right, let's see.
And I chose the Dodgers.
So, the series that they're in right now, they started out losing, or no, they started out winning, right?
You would know.
I'm trying to see, make sure this is right. Oh yeah, they started out losing. They started out losing the first game. Then they tied it up in the second one. And got dominated in the third one. Blown out. 4-0.
Wow. Wow.
And then the next game was a must win. Which I think they played to like 13 innings or something.
13 innings.
They needed 4 extra innings, I think, to decide it. Because they had been tied at 1 run since like, I think, the 5th. So they were just tied that whole time. Yeah. And they finally got it. Got the walk-off. And so game 5, I hadn't even heard about it yet. I'm glad you mentioned it. Because game 5, they won. So now they lead the series 3-2. So it's looking like they're going to win this series. It's looking like they're going to be moving on. I'm pretty excited.
Keep our eyes peeled. See where this thing goes.
Yeah.
Were any other notable things in the baseball world that
took note of? I'm still very new to baseball, so I'm only going to pay attention to the Dodgers
now.
That's... until I can learn more.
That's cool. Let's get into some MMA news. What we have MMA-wise? What's going on in the MMA world?
Oh, we got a card coming up this weekend, don't we?
Yes, we do, I think so.
This is the Volkan Ozdemir versus Anthony Smith.
Anthony Smith, yeah.
Pretty sure this is that one.
I'm hyped for it.
Isn't
Anthony Smith?
Isn't Israel Adesanya and Derek Brunson the co-main?
Maybe.
Okay, it's not this week. It's not this Saturday night. It's gonna be next Saturday.
All right. I'm hype either way.
Oh, the co-main is, so you know it's going to be Artem Lobov versus, I can't pronounce his name, but the guy who attacked Conor after the fight with Habib.
Yeah.
And then now that he's not going to be in this fight.
That one's off.
Because, yeah, he's still being investigated by the Nevada State Athletic Commission. So Michael Johnson is stepping in to replace him. It's going to be Michael Johnson versus Artem Lobov.
Wow. I got Michael Johnson.
So.
But you never know.
They're going to have a combined 31 victories, which is good.
Okay.
And a combined 27 losses.
Wow. What a combo.
31 and 27.
31 and 27.
It's a very close ratio. And one no contest.
Wow.
They have a lot of losses. Michael Johnson has 13. Artem Lobov has 14.
Oh, my God.
They've taken a lot of L's at multiple weight classes. Both of them have.
Yeah. They couldn't escape the L's. They're taking them just everywhere they go.
So this is going to be pretty interesting.
Yeah. Who you have? If we're calling it now.
I got to say, Michael Johnson looks absolutely horrible at featherweight. He's been losing pretty bad. I feel like his skill set has declined. And I know it can't. It's skills don't go bad overnight. I think it's just the weight. He's cutting so much weight now, he just doesn't look as sharp as usual.
I don't know. I feel like that too. I just don't know if it's for the same reason.
I felt like he was a killer at lightweight. I felt like he was a killer. You know, he slept.
I think he just got discouraged.
He slept Dustin Poirier. People forget, that wasn't even that long ago.
Yeah.
That was like a year and a half ago.
Slept him.
He slept him with one punch.
He said, bink.
Michael Johnson was a killer at lightweight, and I feel like featherweight, he just is mediocre. So I don't know what this is going to be, because I feel like he is a better fighter than Artem.
Mm-hmm.
He's a better martial artist. He's more well-rounded, but Artem is very durable. He's very tough. Yes. He eats some shots that I feel like he shouldn't be able to eat.
He also takes slaps.
he gets slapped by Habib in the hallway.
A scary
but
Russian
let's
man.
Be real, we all get slapped by Habib in the hallway.
Yeah.
We all get slapped.
I don't want to get on that again, but yeah.
So, Artem, I think I'm leaning towards Artem.
Oh.
Yeah. I think I'm leaning towards Artem.
That's not too surprising. I can see him.
He's pretty durable.
I think it's decently close, kind of.
I feel like if he can endure, like, a pretty hard first round for Michael Johnson, he might be able to bring it back as the fight goes on.
Yeah, I think it has to end soon.
But I do think Michael Johnson, like, is the better martial artist. It's more likely that Michael Johnson would win. I just am leaning towards, I have a feeling about Artem. We also got Patrick Cummins and Misha Serkinov.
I'm going to go with Cummins.
Yeah, I'm going with Cummins. He's kind of like...
I feel like naturally, it's going to sound a little offensive. I feel like naturally I can't pick a guy named Misha.
That is kind of mean.
It is.
What about Misha Collins from Supernatural?
Shout out to Misha Collins. Beautiful man. Acting performance on that show.
You're awesome.
You're underrated. Awesome.
Everyone on the show is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Misha's really awesome.
He's overlooked a little bit, I feel like.
I just wanted to say, I feel like he's one of the better actors on TV.
Yeah, I think so. Why are you? It sounded like you were talking like him a little bit there for a moment, or like Castiel, I should say. But I don't know. Other than Misha Collins, I don't know what other guy's named Misha I can put my face behind.
It's true. I don't know a lot of dudes named Misha.
It would help if there were more.
But I feel like I can't trust them because I feel like. If your name's Misha, it's safe for me to assume that people really fucked with you a lot throughout your life. People gave you shit about your name. It's safe to assume.
People just, that's how they are.
I feel like
you gotta believe that they're messing with you.
You have some pent up anger about that, and you're planning something, and you're just doing a really good job of not showing it.
Yeah.
And you might be waiting to take your vengeance out on somebody. How about this?
If I'm being unfair to people named Misha, just send me like your background to my email, and I'll read through it, and I'll judge if I don't trust you if
your name is Misha.
That definitely is unfair. That sounds arguably worse than what I was saying.
See, we got Gian Villante versus Ed Herman.
I'm gonna go with Gian Villante.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with
Ed Herman. Nah.
Yeah, I like his style. I like Gian. He comes to fight.
He does.
He comes to fight. He takes a lot of damage, though.
He does.
He gets blasted. He got blasted by my boy Tom Lawler.
Yeah.
And that was a life-shortening knockout that Tom put on him. That was pretty crazy.
Can I just say, I'm sorry. Because I know you were in the middle of, you know, you're running through this list.
Yeah.
Can I just say really quickly, I've forgotten about 3, maybe 4 times that we have been recording, that we're broadcasting right now. I've forgotten at least 3 or 4 times that we recorded.
That's good. That means you feel comfortable.
Oh, yeah. I'm vibing. You know, this is a natural conversation right now.
That means you're comfortable. That's good.
I'm comfortable.
That means that you guys, the listeners, you're getting a quality product from us, because we're giving you who we really are.
Yeah. This is me deepest in my heart, which means what I said about Misha's, just know.
Wow.
I mean it.
You brought this full circle.
Yeah.
And you brought it full circle to add more insult to people named Misha or men named Misha.
Yeah.
Misha Tate.
Mad respect.
I love you. Send me an autograph, please. Send me something. I really wish I had something like to hold on to and cherish.
Like one of her gloves. Career.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, I think I'd like that too, which is weird because it's gonna be a pink glove.
Now, can I get back to my? Actually, that's pretty much. That's not. That's pretty much the whole card. We got Alex Garcia versus Court McGee, but I don't really know Alex Garcia. And I did know Court McGee was still in the UFC, so.
I didn't know that either.
I don't think I can speak on that.
Did not know that. Maybe I should do the story now?
Oh, yeah, you had a story, huh?
Yeah. I'll keep it on the shorter side.
Did we cover everything? I think we did.
I think we did. If we didn't, hey, well, then now you have more incentive to show up next week.
Oh, okay, well, no, we do we have this, that as though. Well. Is this story that you're about to tell, is it kind of spooky? I feel like we need some.
Actually, yes.
A little spooky for.
It is a little spooky.
It's spooky season.
Yeah.
We're in October, definitely. And we haven't had really any Halloween themed.
But it's also the start.
Segments or anything, you know?
Of a cozy season, which is why I'm wearing a hoodie. Just wanted to throw that out there.
Boy, you're wearing a hoodie.
Don't you say it.
I'm going to say it.
Don't you take it there. It's not necessary.
Wearing a hoodie.
Okay. Leave it at that.
With
you so
nothing.
With nothing to lose.
With nothing underneath it.
Oh, okay.
You got a hoodie zipped up with no shirt on underneath the hoodie.
Do you have a problem
man.
With my shirtless hoodie game?
Yeah, dude, that's weird.
I think you that's say that weird. Now, but once you try it, you'll realize you're being hugged with love on your soft body. Unless you don't have a soft body.
Okay.
But my body skin is smooth.
Wears hoodies without shirts underneath them?
People who want to be cozy.
Nah.
Okay. I've seen people do it lots of times.
I don't see people do that.
It's just typically
that's
not zip ups, okay? It's just typically
that's
not zip ups.
Because hoodies is outerwear. That's categorized as outerwear. Okay.
Well, I'm not having this conversation with you right now. You haven't tried it. You can't speak on
I have
it until
tried
you've tried it.
I've tried it.
Obviously not enough.
It's not that
it
great.
It would have won you over.
It's not that great. It's actually weird.
Well, maybe like I said, maybe it's because you don't have soft body skin, but I do. So I get to feel the smooth pleasure.
The point is, you're supposed to be making it spooky.
Okay, so let's get spooky.
And that's not spooky. How is that spooky?
I'm just going to spark a little bit of a topic.
You know how weird I feel when I know someone's nipples are out underneath their discussion. Hoodie? Your nipples are touching the inside of your hoodie.
How is that? I'm not getting into that with you.
Okay, tell me the story.
So the story, we'll have a discussion to it, okay? So just follow it so you can understand the whole scenario. So a girl, I believe it was a girl, baked her grandfather's ashes into a batch of cookies, okay?
Okay. This is a real news
headline. News headline.
Okay.
So if you think it sounds unbelievable, believe it. Now, I didn't get the context. I didn't get the context of why she was giving those cookies to her classmates, but for whatever reason, let's just say it was like a school, you know, when in class you'd have parties, you'd have like a class party and everybody brings something to the party. Someone brings chips, someone brings cookies, someone brings plates, you know, one of those.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say she brought cookies. I'm assuming that was the context of this. She brought cookies which she baked her grandfather's ashes into, gave them to the class. Everyone in that class has been testifying to different forms of emotional
That's kind of weird.
And it's because I guess they were notified when they started to feel weird. It's there's ashes, dead person ashes, baked into your cookies. So they all started to talk about these emotional damages that they're kind of having. Well, just hold on to that. Now, parents were like outraged. They're like, okay, who is this girl and why did you let her serve my children dead people cookies? What's wrong with you, little girl? Why would you do that to my child? I hate you. That's something about the general subtext of the parents. But, so that brings me to this discussion.
Where did this happen?
Somewhere right out of Sacramento.
Oh, like, wow.
A little bit outside of Sacramento. Sactown.
It's pretty weird. My family in Sactown. Yeah. What up, Sactown?
All right. That was okay. Sounded like Brian Ortega. But whatever. That brings me to the discussion. How would you feel if you ate cookies yourself and someone told you you just ate cookies that had a dead man's ashes cooked into them?
Okay. Well, the simple answer is I would be upset. But the more complicated answer is that I need to know who the dead person was in relation to the person who served me the cookies.
So I need to know, how did he relate to you? Did you give me random man ashes?
Yeah.
Because that's more angering. Well, neither of us even know who I just ate.
That's what I'm trying to decide. Which one is worse to me?
No, it's definitely worse if it's a random person.
I don't know. If now it's a random person, now it
Gary from the corner.
Now it's kind of an
experience. In my intestines.
It's kind of an experience. With it being a random person.
Then let me throw this.
I feel like that seems like there. Something that could exist in real life. Like you pay to go somewhere, it's like cannibalism.
Think about this. I'll put it to you this way. Let's say it's my ashes baked into your cookies. And it's served to you by our mother, I guess. Sure. We'll go with our mother.
That's pretty weird.
Exactly.
If it's your ashes, and I didn't know.
You didn't know.
I was just like tricked into
eating. You ate them. You ate a good amount because they tasted pretty good. Ate about four.
I'd be pretty mad.
Okay. And then now think of that in comparison to if they told you, yeah, we found some ashes in the crematorium, and you just baked them into your cookies. You're telling me that's not more angering?
No, actually, yeah. Like, you've helped me find clarity in it. Yeah,
that's weird. I'm pretty sure. This is a weird question, but now I want to put a poll of this on my Twitter.
And they tasted the same?
Tasted the same.
Because if just they tasted good, I might be able to forget. I'm not going to be able to forget if they taste good and it's you. I'm never going to be able to forget that. But if it's a nigga that I didn't know,
don't know, though. You just made me eat someone that I held dear.
Yeah, that's pretty hard.
What if they think I'm a horrible person now?
Yeah, I know. That's
and they haunt me via them being manifested inside my body.
That's the point I'm saying.
But in that same statement, I say, now I don't know who's haunting me. Some random dude is manifested inside of me.
I hadn't thought about someone haunting you.
What if he has diseases?
Well, he doesn't now. He's Ash.
You never know. But if you had a mental disorder and I eat the cookies now, I have Mad Hatter syndrome.
So, here's the other thing that I'm not telling you. I'm about to tell you something. But I'll tell you something I haven't told anybody. Whoa. I'm about to say it on the podcast. Whoa. Okay? This is kind of weird.
More than kind of, I'd say.
But this is a world premiere. World premiere. Okay.
Okay.
Painfully Tight exclusive.
It's our first exclusive, wow.
So last year, this might be a little sad. Bear with me, okay?
Whoa. Okay.
Last year.
This is how we're ending the podcast?
My grandma died.
Okay. All right.
She was cremated.
Yes.
And as you know, I went, me, Jordan, you know, my brother, we went to Hawaii to spread her ashes. We took, funny thing about it is we had two other people's ashes to take that had died a long time ago.
Okay.
That we just hadn't gotten around.
It's a little dark that you would call that funny.
Because okay. It kind of is, because it's kind of like, the only reason they got to go get their ashes spread is because my grandma was going. If she didn't...
That'd be pretty angry. Yeah. Like, if you still had a sense about you as in the form of ashes, you're like...
No, like, really? Oh, really?
Now you
so
pull
I've
me
been
out.
Dead for 14 years.
For 14 years?
Because that was one of them.
It and
was
you my, decided now, well,
one
I was
of them
already
was my
on
Uncle
that
Leonard.
Way. I was already going in that direction.
One of them was my Uncle Leonard. He died in 2004.
Oh, my God.
And we just went last year, 2017.
That's kind of dirty.
It is. That's what's kind of funny about it, though. But it was him who had died in 2004, and my Aunt Sybil, who had died in, like, 2014? 2015, I think. So both of them had just been waiting. They're like, really? You just gotta wait? They just have to wait until...
Someone
else goes until there's just too many.
Until it's backed up.
Too many ashes. So anyway, we were in Hawaii. All right. We did a little bit of a ceremony, you know, for my grandma and my uncle, all their ashes, and then we took them out. Pretty much all the guys swam out, like far enough into the ocean. And then we said our final goodbyes, and then we dumped them in the ocean.
Okay.
Well, once we dumped them in the ocean, I'm pretty sure, okay, I don't know for sure, but I'm pretty sure a good amount of ashes got in my mouth.
Whoa. Whoa.
Yeah, that happened. That happened.
Wow, I can't imagine that.
And so...
There's a difference between ashes baked into a cookie and direct
ashes
in your mouth.
Yeah, this is why I'm mentioning
mouth.
It. That's why I'm saying it, because it's a little bit easier for me to imagine. Because I'm like, well, I've had them in my mouth.
So, listen to me when I'm saying these things.
And that's what I'm saying is that... If they tasted good, I'd probably be able to forget.
Okay. Maybe if I've gone through that experience as well,
if
maybe
they
I
tasted
can get
really
it.
Good,
that's
I'd
true
probably just remember how good they tasted.
Let me say
and
this.
Then I'll forget what was actually baked into them.
What scenario I didn't use is if Mrs. Fields brand cookies, the company was like, oh yeah, we baked this.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
definitely.
I have no problems really. Oh, if man. It tastes normal, if it tastes like normal Mrs. Fields cookies.
If anyone who's listening, I don't know if they have Mrs. Fields in the malls where y'all are, but all the malls that I've been to here in Vegas, not all of them, actually now only like one of them, mm-hmm. right?
I believe so.
So yeah, they probably are going out of business all over the place. But Mrs. Fields is this cookie place. What would you say? It's a dessert shop?
Well, I think it might be just cookies. Well,
no, they have brownies.
They have brownies, but it's mostly like a cookie place. It's like just a...
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's a cookie place, which, well, there's not really anywhere like that.
That's true.
Like, just a specific cookie bakery.
But it's a good-ass cookie formula.
Yeah, their cookies... Oh, wait, I'm sure they have Mrs. Fields other places. Because they might not have the actual store. But yeah. They sell them in the stores. Like, they sell the packs of Mrs. Fields cookies. Because I remember I also saw those when I was in Hawaii. I got those. They were good. Like, they really captured the formula. But if Mrs. Fields came out and said, you got this. We've been baking ashes. That was our secret ingredient to what made them so good. I'd be like, well, I can't be mad. That tastes great.
Yeah, I gotta say, without a question,
I don't want, because I wouldn't say, gripes. Get that out of the formula. I don't want that to be a part of the formula, even if it was the secret ingredient that made it taste so magical. I would, in my mind, I'd be like, wow, yeah, keep using that.
You found out the secret.
Could you put more?
Could you add more extra ashes?
Because I think that might make it even more irresistible. Yeah.
Like, see, what that would make me do is, if I had been making them, like, I looked up the formula, I was making them at home, I'm going to want to put some ashes in them now. That's to the point, that's where I'm at with it.
Sorry. Yawning on air, it's unprofessional.
Let me ask you this. Do you think those cookies tasted good, that those kids had?
Which ones?
That the girl made for her classmates.
Oh, no. I think they knew instantly that ashes were in those cookies.
I don't know, though. Because I feel like kid mouths are different.
Nah, but
they eat things really... They eat them stupid fast because they haven't learned pacing.
No, but kids also are very honest. And if they taste... If something tastes nasty, they're going to stop eating it and say it tastes nasty.
But what I'm trying to say is I think it tasted a little good.
Nah.
I think it was one of those things that had a small hint. A small hint of nasty.
I think that's how they found out.
No, they found out because they were feeling weird.
I think they felt weird.
They were feeling weird immediately? One bite? Oh, I'm
no,
not
I think
feeling
they,
good anymore.
They took a bite and it was like, this is really nasty. They stopped eating it and it was so nasty that when they started feeling weird shortly after, they instantly knew it was because of that.
Well, just to clear it up on this girl's name, if I read this article correctly, could be misquoting. It was an accident. She did not mean to do this to her.
How? Okay.
Now, yeah, that was the other part of the story.
How is that an accident?
What I'm imagining. Okay. Let me tell you the funny story that I'm imagining right now.
How old was this girl? What grade was she in?
Didn't catch an age either. But I'm thinking school, like, you know, like elementary school.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
And see, what I'm imagining is first thing that came to my mind was...
Because if she's baking...
On the counter, right?
If she's baking, she's probably like at least 11 years old.
Yeah, I'd say around there.
So probably, yeah, this is probably middle school age.
Middle school age. Imagine on the counter, right? You got your sugar, you got your flour, and in this particular family, you have your jar of ashes. And what I'm imagining is that the sugar flour containers look just like, they have looked way too similar to the ashes container. I'm thinking little girl, okay. You know, she's left to supervise.
Why is it in the kitchen, though?
You're on your own.
Why would you be keeping ashes in the same container that you're keeping sugar? Okay.
Not the same one, but they look similar.
Yeah, why would you be keeping it in a similar container? Either you're keeping your sugar in an urn, or you're keeping your ashes in Tupperware, or not Tupperware, in jars.
In jars. You have a literal jar of ashes?
So, yeah, that's weird. That's the first thing that's weird. But the second thing is... Why are the ashes in the kitchen for it to be mistaken for
that's
the sugar?
Another good question.
Why would you keep those in
now,
there?
That's probably not.
The
it's just
other
what I'm
question
thinking.
Is, how would this girl not know?
Yeah, ashes look nothing like flour.
That doesn't look like sugar. Or okay. Yeah, she must have been stupid.
Oh, wow.
Because, like I'm saying, you should have had the details on this, on what age she was. If she was in elementary school, that makes sense, okay? You don't know things. You're still a child. But if you're in middle school, you should have known by now. You're telling me out in 11 years of your life, you never found out what that was?
Well, I did kind of find that out at a late age. I was like, oh, they burn people?
No, because if they've been keeping the ashes somewhere in the kitchen,
yeah,
that means it's been somewhere for her to have asked about it by now.
But maybe not. Maybe every I feel like
it's just too many weird things.
Parenting age is different. It's different on when you leave your kids supervised to do to on their own. This
happened,
you know?
In California. I mean, actually, maybe it could. California, I feel like, is pretty crazy.
Pretty wild.
Yeah, I don't like this. It's just too many questions.
Maybe she didn't see very well. Maybe she's colorblind like you. So the color of the powder, of the ashes.
I'm colorblind. Mm-hmm. I can see the difference.
Yeah. Because that's like white and gray. That's within the notes that you, or the colors that you can see. But yeah, I felt like I had to share that. I felt like I couldn't let that slide on how ridiculous it is. I believe the principal or someone, part of the staff, had to apologize to all the parents. And I guess they're looking into if anything's going to be done about it, like investigating the situation. Do you feel bad for the girl if she gets arrested for this somehow? Or like if they press charges on her mother?
I don't think they'll do that. I mean, I think they might press charges, but I don't think they can possibly, the punishment can be too harsh.
Probably not, if it was an accident. But I feel like people are really mad. That's the main reason that it's going to get pushed out of proportion. I would be angry.
Yeah. I'd be mad too. If like my kid came home and I had to get a call saying that, yeah, they ingested a dead man's ashes today, I'd be pretty pissed off.
I don't even want, like, yeah, don't.
But I would also, yeah, I'd be pretty mad because I'd be like, you shouldn't be allowing people, even if they are just a student, to just bring things in and feed it to people.
That's true.
You shouldn't be allowing them to go around, like, just giving people stuff.
Like, sadly, in this day and age, you can't allow, like, they have to bring store-brought items. Homemade items.
It always has been that way, though. It's not just now they should have to do that. Anytime there's been school events or parties or class parties or something, they always say only don't bring stuff from home. Only bring closed packaged store items. That's how it's always been.
Yeah.
So that would be weird. That's what I'm saying. Don't be letting people bring stuff, bring a plate of cookies from home.
Maybe it's different in California. You never know. But I think this is about the point where we wrap it up.
Is it? How long have we been going?
Let's see how long. Hour and 18 minutes.
Hour 18 minutes. Wow. So then, let's see, do we have any final things?
Final thoughts? I had fun doing this podcast tonight. It's one of my final thoughts.
It's good. Yeah, we didn't really get mad at each other too much like we normally do.
Technical difficulties are at a minimum. A safe minimum.
That's true.
Man, I feel like
Don't jinx it. Yeah. We got to hurry and wrap this up before it cuts out.
No technical difficulties.
Why don't you go ahead and promote that music one more time?
Oh, yeah. One more time.
Because now is the actual time we set aside for promotion.
Clearer mind. I can let everybody know once more. You can go check out Twisted by King18, featuring me, Black Cash, on YouTube. Tell me if you like it. Bet you're gonna like it. This track went hard. keep in mind, more new music, Halloween night, no sleep. Halloween night.
We're getting again. It on the episode, right?
Yeah.
At the end of the episode. Nice.
And if you're feeling tired, if you're feeling like, oh, it's been a long night tonight, all these Halloween parties that I went to, well, just go ahead and stay up a little bit later. Late enough to hear no sleep, and then get no sleep. Then get some sleep when you're done listening to it. if you want to catch me on Instagram, Sean John, 10-10-10. Actually, that might not be correct. Yes, it is. Sean John, 10-10-10. On Twitter as well, at Sean John, 10-10-10. Snapchat, Sean C150. Don't be on there too much, but you come check out what your boy's doing, playing some Red Dead Redemption or something like that. And yeah, that's where I'm at. Where are you at? Where can the people reach you?
Twitter. That's really all I got.
Wow, you made that sound really sad.
I have other social medias. I just don't use them that much, and I don't know if I want people going on those, because those are like from when I was a teenager.
I understand that.
Yeah.
So I feel when I look back at my oldest Instagram photos, like, ugh.
Yeah, I feel like
that's nasty.
If the content that's on my Instagram wasn't on Instagram and was physical versions in real life, like pictures and stuff, they would be in a lockbox.
Yeah. Yep.
They'd be in a lockbox in my closet.
No one needs to know about this.
Because, like, I don't want the world to see it, but I can't let go of my past.
Yeah, yeah. That's exactly how I feel.
I look at my pictures on Instagram every once in a while and I'd be like, man, I used to be such a different person.
I used to be such a weirdo.
And I can't run away from it. I have to let it still exist so I can always look back and realize how far I've come. But I don't want anyone else to go look at it. Every time people try and add me on Instagram, all right,
well,
I'm
I gotta
like,
pull this back. We have to wrap this up to avoid technical difficulties, remember? Just in case.
Fine, yeah. So I'm not on Instagram. Don't try and follow me on there. Or Snapchat.
Psychology method. I like
or
it.
Snapchat. But
so
I am on Twitter.
Do go check him out.
At Javon_Kamalawai. And you'll normally catch me retweeting things from Painfully Tight Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
At Painfully Tight.
And sometimes between
and you know, Painfully Tight, we are on Instagram.
Yes, we are.
So follow that. Definitely follow Painfully Tight on Instagram.
We have updates on all things Painfully Tight.
We're also on Spotify, so go ahead and subscribe.
We're keeping it live.
We're on iTunes, so you can listen on there for free.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much it.
Where are we under all those? What's our name on all those sites?
Painfully Tight.
All right.
Painfully
Gotta
Tight.
Let the people know.
Painfully Tight. Painfully Tight. That's
there you go.
Everywhere.
How tight?
Painfully.
All right.
I think we found our thing.
Is that? Maybe. I don't know. We'll try it out.
Sounds like a good sign off. Nah, maybe. You're right. It needs work.
Maybe it's just the energy that we said it with. Maybe I could hear it if we say it within like a better. We'll see. How about this? How about you wrap us out today?
Yeah, nope. You asked me this before we start recording. And I specifically said
I did not ask that.
Well, it's not happening. So.
Okay. Well, tonight, guys, we're ending this one on a series of notes because I don't know if I can rap right now.
A series of you're gonna sing.
That's
what we're gonna hit
do.
Us with the vocals.
We're gonna sing for it, people.
All right, I'm ready. I've been wanting to hear some of your vocals.
What I'm gonna do is.
I'm more importantly, I've been wanting the fans to hear your vocals.
Well, let's hope I don't do horrible this time.
Let me get my finger ready. I'm gonna. If you start sounding bad, I'm just gonna stop it.
Good. Just go
it's
ahead.
Just
and
gonna
cut.
Get cut out.
All right. I feel like you're gonna cut it instantly. Here we go. Yay. Mm-hmm.
Good night.
All right. Enjoy night.